Gentlemen, it's time to welcome the genial crew for this evening's comedy cruise. If they were lozenges, they'd be soothing blackcurrant lozenges. If they were ghoulies, they'd be gingang ghoulies. If they were cheetahs, they'd be cheating Tai Chi trained cheetahs. If they were aliens from the planet Zorgon, they'd be plintastic zoigatronic spontifargs. And finally, if they were tomatoes... Well, there's no point worrying about that because, let's face it, they'd never be tomatoes. They're as comfy with a string quartet as a string vest, and one of them has tried to brew his own wine. Yes, they're bursting at the seams to take the stage, so will you please welcome Dan, Ben Pear and Flor Wadnock!
Thanks, as always, to our house band, the Big Button Boogie Band!
Thanks very much and welcome to the show. I'm Will.
I'm Dan.
And I'm Ben. We'd like to start this week with the results of last week's Jammy Dodger competition.
Now, if you recall, you had to write in telling us about your dodgy jam scams. And the dodgiest scam wins a packet of Jammy Dodgers and a year's supply of dodgy jam.
The most common jam scam was people at Village Fates smearing the inside of a jam jar with jam and trying to pass it off as a full jar.
Oh. But for us, the clear winner was a Mr. J. Amjam, who forged a ruby tiara out of frozen damson jam and then sold it to a Mrs. Mary Elderkin for £10,000, causing her to be stung by wasps at a society garden party.
And so for the final time, we call upon Ben to hand over the certificate of jammy dodginess.
Oh, sorry, I completely forgot.
All right, we now ask Ben to please hand over the European jam-filled bouquet, or bouquet marmeladenschlafen.
Oh, I knew there was something I was...
Oh, Ben!
All right, when he said bring all the stuff, I didn't know you meant... Look, I didn't think we'd need anything.
Look, this happens every week, Ben.
I knew you were going to say that. Every week you say, this happens every week, Ben.
Yeah, but that's because it happens every week, you burp.
I knew you were going to say that.
Right, this is the last time we let you sort out the prizes.
I knew you were going to say that.
And I knew you were going to say that.
You did not.
I did. All right, and just to prove it, I wrote it down on a piece of paper. Look, it says... Ben says, I knew you were going to say that.
Oh. Hey, all right, calm down, guys, calm down. Look, I don't know if this is going to help at all, but Will, I knew you were going to do that.
You did not.
I did, I knew. Look, and I can prove it as well, all right? Now, my hands are clearly visible, right? Now, Ben, would you please take this envelope from my jacket pocket? Now, open the envelope, take out the card inside, and please, read aloud the message on that card.
It says... Will wrote down what Ben was going to say. Amazing.
I did.
Thanks very much.
That
Thank you.
Fantastic.
Thanks very much.
The really funny thing, though, is, Dan, I knew you were going to do that.
No, you didn't.
Yeah, I did.
You
I
didn't.
Did.
You,
I did.
You didn't, Ben. You were just standing there like a stupid curly-haired gonk.
Right. I have in my hand a pack of cards. Will, would you please choose a card at random?
Yeah. It's got writing on it.
Yeah.
It says, if anyone is a gonk, it's Dan.
Yeah.
What cards are those?
And this one says, yes, good point, Will.
Yeah, and this one says, and once he wet his pants in school assembly.
Okay, all right, okay, I believe you. There's no time for that, ladies and gentlemen, because it's time to welcome this week's very special guest.
I knew you were going to say that.
Yes, but did you know I was going to say this? Ladies and gentlemen, please will you welcome Imelda Staunton.
Imelda, now you've played a huge array of theatrical parts throughout your career, but I'm sure what everyone wants to know is, what's your favourite flavour of jam?
I knew you were going to say that.
No, you didn't.
I did!
Now, prove it.
See this padlock box? It hasn't been touched since the start of the show. Now, if I unseal the locks and open the box, please will you tell me what is inside?
An egg.
Now, crack the egg. And inside the egg is?
A note.
Will you now please read that note?
It says, Will says to Imelda, what is your favourite kind of marmalade? Oh, so very close. Never mind.
I knew you were going to say that.
Ladies and gentlemen, Imelda Staunton. It seemed like a perfectly ordinary day for Rachel Smith. She got up as usual. She fed her cat as usual.
Ow! Rather, come on. Come
she
on.
Drank her morning cup of tea and settled down to read her usual morning paper. But what was ordinary Rachel Smith doing on the front of today's paper? And why did today's paper bear tomorrow's date? Perhaps Rachel Smith would have to be extra careful on this perfectly ordinary day? Or would she?
Picture the scene. Rachel Smith sits with an ordinary cup of tea, an ordinary newspaper, and a rather extraordinary Chinese voodoo doll. A Chinese voodoo doll given to her by the mysterious gypsy woman, Natasha.
Hey, look,
Surely her strange voodoo curse couldn't come true today.
Look, I meant to be doing this bit.
The curse couldn't come true today. Not today of all days. Or could it?
No, it couldn't. She looked again at the mysterious newspaper. She had to find the strange old newspaper vendor.
And then she thought to herself, no, that's a mysteriously shit idea. And her mind remembered the strange gypsy curse. And at that very moment, the phone rang.
In the next flat. So, of course, she ignored it and ran out to the bus stop.
And there, getting off the bus,
was the newspaper vendor.
No, but the gypsy woman, Natasha.
No, it was the newspaper vendor.
It was the gypsy woman, Natasha.
Or was it? No, because it was then she remembered the words her dying uncle had said to her. Always beware the tea leaves, Rachel. She looked down at her cup of tea. The leaves had formed the face of a young boy. The young boy known as...
Natasha! And she ran
A young boy called Natasha? That's rubbish!
Exactly, it was all to do with the newspaper vendor,
no,
I told you.
Tea leaves.
As predicted by the gypsy.
I'm trying to read the paper.
Or was she?
Yes, she was.
Picture the scene.
No, picture this. Sod off.
The three strangers...
Three handsome strangers.
...decided to leave Rachel's dingy spinster flat...
...which smelt of poo.
Out! It was at this point... that the three mysterious strangers suddenly died. Or did they? Yes, they did. It's bath night here on Radio 2. Kicking off the evening at 7:30 is a one-off documentary, Turning on the Taps. The cast of Riverdance are sexually aroused. This is followed by A Night on the Tiles. Sir Cliff Richard is surprised and ashamed to wake up naked on his bathroom floor. Our evening closes with a specially commissioned bath night exclusive. Following the success of the police series Police Camera Action, we meet Sir David Hughes, President of the National Plumbing Federation, who presents Bath Camera Action.
Now, will you have a look at what this idiot is doing? He's already poured in nearly three capfuls of bubble bath, and he lives in a soft water region where... one capful is clearly sufficient. Dear, oh, dear, oh, dear.
That's Bath Night, all night on Radio 2.
Oh. Gregory Gray here in the flying eye for the traffic latest. We're heading westwards right now to confirm reports of a lorry which has overturned on the A4 eastbound. Outbound traffic has been reduced to one lane, and the problem is compounded by every car slowing down to gawp at the carnage. We should be there any second. I believe the emergency services haven't yet arrived, so obviously... Look! There it is! Wow! Get nearer! Get nearer! It's a massive lorry just lying on its side! God, about half of it's gone right off the road! It must have gone... Probably hit the barrier and flew off the top with a big... And probably all people started running around going, help, help, my husband's trapped in the car! And the emergency service said, oh, look, we're doing all we can. And she said, you're not, you're not! And they said, you're hysterical. And she said, I'm not! And they said, you are! And she got in the car and slammed the door and just went... So best to avoid the M4 eastbound at all possible. This is Gregory Gray in a helicopter!
Ladies and gentlemen, the Big Buzzard Boogie Band!
One night, Farmer Brown was taking the air. He locked up the barnyard with the greatest of care. Down in the hen house, something stirred when he shouted,
who there?
This is what he heard. Ain't nobody here with his chains. Ain't nobody here at all. Well, you sound about around, shaking the ground, and you're kicking up mighty sound. But you can try to sleep, but to you, but anyhow, yeah. It's a sin, well, tomorrow is a busy day. We got things to do. Eggs to lay, we got ground to dig and worms to scratch. Takes a lot of sitting, getting chicks who has. There ain't nobody here but us chicken. Nobody here at all. Well, you're somebody around, you're shaking the ground, you're kicking up the mighty sound. Well, chicken's trying to sleep, but you, but in you, holler, yeah. It's just a holler.
Hey, Papa, what do you think?
It's easy pickings, ain't nobody here but us chickens.
Now, for the last time on the Curry Coat Radio Show, we say a stout good day to those blah men.
Tragic shame.
Oh, yes.
Great man, yeah.
Yes.
A bit of an arse.
Yeah.
But I miss him, you know.
Yeah, me too. What was that song he used to sing?
I'm saving all my love. Yes, I'm saving all my love for you.
Huh? Oh, you bloody fools left me in the coffin while I was having a kip. We thought you were dead.
What the hell are you doing in there, man?
Well, it's a certain business, sir. To attend to readjusting trouser department. No concern of yours, I'm sure. Next thing I know, some fool closes the damn lid.
Dear sir, must complain about the surprising of friends by bursting out of coffins. Yours, Colonel Pert, 14 the bendings, cheek on thigh stains.
Dear sir, how dare you presume I'm dead? Man's right to sleep when he chooses. Your Sir Harry Bar, 14 the jizzings, rub on the crack, whiffs.
Dear sir, re-coffin, re-presume dead, suggest you do the decent thing. Please find enclosed bottle of brandy and a pistol. Yours, Colonel Funny Bluster, Fudge Pop Mansion, 17 Throbby Wanger Lane, flats.
Dear Spanking Monthly, please find enclosed renewed subscription.
Dear Countdown, please could I have a signed photo of Carol Vorderman?
Lovely girl. Fine mind, sharp as an eraser, yes. Irish stock, you know.
Ireland. Oh, Danny boy.
Danny boy, Danny boy. I get knocked down, but I get up again. You ain't never gonna keep me down. I get knocked down, but I get up again. You ain't never gonna keep me down. He drinks a whiskey drink, he drinks a lager drink, he drinks a vodka drink, he drinks a cider drink, he drinks a soda 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 drink.
It's 3 o'clock!
It's bath night here on Radio 2. Our late night schedule begins after the news with Imperial Leather, an historical guide to royal bondage equipment throughout the ages. This is followed by Crusty Old Flannel, a late night round the table debate with Sir Bernard Ingham. Then at 11, Marty Pello and his band struggle to revise for their City and Guild's moisture exam. That's wet, 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 swats wet, swats wet. That's all still to come on Bath Night here on Radio 2.
Hey, Zach!
Todd, hi, good weekend!
Fantastic weekend, insane! Went whitewater rafting, fantastic buzz!
No way! Whitewater rafting is for wimps, man! No one's doing that now! You want to come with me this weekend?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Brown water rafting! Surfing down inner city sewers.
Wow! Good rush.
Great rush. Great buzz. Sometimes you can get dysentery.
Fantastic. Hey, try this amazing new sport.
Yeah, what is it?
Air bungee off-piste ice paramicro glide diving. Great rush. That's just saying it.
Hey.
Hey, Max.
Did you hear where Gaz is?
No.
Hospital! He went rock rafting and broke 8 bones. Decided to be operated on without anaesthetic.
Hey, anyone fancy doing some skipping?
Playing with ropes? No way!
No, skipping. Throwing yourself headfirst into a skip. Great rush.
Fantastic rush.
Cat, hi.
It's time for this week's Curried Goat Play. We give you
Around the World in a Few Days.
I, Phileas Fogg, have recently returned from a trip in which I walked barefoot across Africa, except for the hardest part of the journey in the Sahara when I hopped. Then I swam back to London underwater with my hands tied together and wearing lead pants. All of which is nothing next to my new adventure. Yes, gentlemen, I, Phileas Fogg, shall circle the entire world in a hot air balloon, collecting the most expensive savory snacks that money can buy. Not only that, I shall complete the task in 80 days. And gentlemen, if any man thinks he can beat me, let him now speak.
Yeah, go on then. We bet we can go round the world in 2 days.
What?
Done.
Ben, what do you say that for? You could have said 79 days. You have to go for two?
Yeah, but I've got to be back. I've got a dentist appointment on Thursday.
Right, right, gentlemen. The bet's on. We race around the world. The last one back is a blackguard.
Hurrah!
What's a blackguard?
Ah, this is a life. Sitting in a hot air balloon.
Look down there. The people look just like ants.
Yeah, yeah. Or like really tiny people wearing ant costumes.
Yeah. Or like massive amoeba disguised as camels. Only from here, they look like ants.
Yeah. Or like... No, damn, can't think of anything, sorry.
Yeah. Okay. Hey, I wonder where Phileas Fogg's balloon is.
Oh, who cares? Just feel that gentle caress of passing cumulonimbus clouds.
Yeah, the gentle creak of a wicker basket.
The subtle snap of a supporting rope unravelling.
The delicate crunching of bits of the balloon giving way.
It's funny, the beautiful carpet of green fields sort of look as if they're rushing up towards us.
Oh, my God, they are! Oh, we're going down, the balloon's going down! Well, do something!
Cappuccino, anyone?
The gentleman's tired! Oh, come on, what are we going to do?
No, look, don't panic!
Why not?
All right, panic! Ah!
Hang on, where's the spare canister of helium? And we're out of ballast. Look, we're going to have to lose some weight.
Are you saying I'm fat?
We better face facts. One of us is going to have to jump out. Me. No, just checking. In fact, Will, it's you.
Why me? Why is it whenever the three of us are up in a balloon and one of us has to jump out, it's always me?
Will, that's rubbish and you know it. What about that time when we were in France?
Yeah.
Up in that balloon?
Yeah.
One of us had to jump out? Who was it that time?
Me!
Oh, yeah, it was, wasn't it? Oh.
Well, let's not panic. Why don't we just throw out this crate of beers instead?
No, 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 we might want them. No, stick them in the fridge, keep them cold.
Which one, the big fridge or the massive fridge?
The big fridge. The massive one is full of sandwiches.
Well, look, guys, why don't we just throw out this old anvil?
Because we might want to make new shoes for the horse! Quiet, Bessie!
Hang on, what's through this door?
Did you mind? I'm just having a nap.
You! Fogg, what are you doing in our balloon?
Oh, I may as well admit it. I couldn't be bothered to make a balloon, so I thought I'd make you do all the work.
But how would that help you win?
I was hiding at the front of the balloon so that when you crossed the finish line, I'd be first.
You swine. With your extra weight, no wonder we're going down.
This reminds me of the time I was stranded at sea for 3 months with only my trousers for sustenance.
Look, not now, Phileas, not now.
Gentlemen! There is only one way to resolve this. Since we are in a hot air balloon, I propose a balloon debate. We must all take names out of this hat. Dan, you go first.
Right.
Who have you got?
It says Genuine Panama. Sorry.
Idiot, it is my best hat. Ben.
I got Paul Daniels.
And I've got the Amazing Rubber Man from Marvel Comics.
Right. Now what do we do?
We debate. You say I shouldn't jump out because... And then something about your character.
Right. I... Genuine Panama, should not jump out because, I'm a quality hat and have got a canal named after me.
Okay, I, Paul Daniels, shouldn't jump out because, let's see,
stood up, not a lot.
That's Magic Debbie.
Rubbish!
That's all I know about Paul Daniels.
All right. And I, Amazing Rubber Man, shouldn't jump out because I'm made entirely from rubber and can therefore withstand a fall from any height.
Yes, looks like it's you, Will the Rubber Man.
All right, off I go. Bye! Hello, bye!
Well, it might be funny, but stop messing about. Jump out of the balloon.
All right. But hang on a sec. Phileas, you caused this problem, and you didn't even take part in the debate.
Yeah, you bounder.
Gentlemen, you're right. For I shall jump out of the balloon.
Oh, great!
Yes, I must do the honourable thing. Did I tell you that when I was in Istanbul...
Oh, just get on with it, will you? We're going to hit the ground.
Right. I'm off, then. Yeah.
Bye! He's jumped out. And he's got a parachute.
Hang on. Isn't that the finishing line down there?
Oh, no, he's going to win.
And I've missed my dentist appointment.
Oh, well, at least we're not going to crash. Going up now. In fact, we're going up quite fast.
How do we stop going up?
Well, we better gain some weight.
Are you saying I'm skinny?
Look, I'll eat the sandwiches in the fridge.
All right, I'll drink all the beers then.
Oh,
does that mean I have to eat the fridge and the anvil?
Oh, shut up, Bessie!
Well, as ever, we've run out of time. No, hang on, there's still a little bit of time left, so why don't we do the whole show again?
Okay, anyone that tuned in late will get to hear the early sketches for the first time.
Yep, and anyone who switched off early, well, doesn't matter, they can't hear us now.
Right, so from the top, take it away, band!
Ladies and gentlemen, if they were a thing, they'd be a certain type of that thing, Dan, Ben and Will.
Welcome to the show, Imelda.
I knew you were going to say that.
Imelda.
It seemed like a perfectly ordinary day.
No, it didn't.
Or did it?
Shut off, it's bath night.
Gary.
Flaps.
Head rush.
Shut up, Bessie.
Well, I think that's pretty much everything, ladies and gentlemen. That's the end of the show and that's the end of the series. So all that's left to say is...
Good night.
You have been listening to the Curried Goat Radio Show. It was written and performed by Dan Gaster, Will Ing and Ben Silburn with their very special guest, Imelda Staunton. Music was by the Big Buzzard Boogie Band and the theme was composed by Nick King and Lawrence Frewer. Sound effects were created by Carl Phillips and the studio managers were Jill Abrams and Alec Hale-Munro. The broadcast assistant was Linda Copley and the producer was the one and the only Maria Esposito!